And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Sunday the 10th of August. The general synopsis at 1800. Low, 250 miles southwest of Iceland, 998, expected southeast Iceland, 1005 by 1800 Sunday. High, northeast Fitzroy, 1027, expected southwest German Bight, 1028 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at zero, south at zero, 40s. Westerly, backing southwesterly later, 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 at first in Viking. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Cromarty, 4th, Tyne. West, backing south or southwest, 3 to 5. Occasionally 6 in Cromarty and 4th. Showers later, good. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. West 4 to 6, backing south or southwest 3 to 5 later. Showers at first, good. Humber, Thames. West or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Then south or southeast 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Northwest becoming variable 2 to 4. Then becoming east 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Biscay, east or northeast 3 to 5. Fair, good. Trafalgar, northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, except in far southeast. Thundery showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. South Fitzroy, cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, decreasing 2 to 4 later. Showers later, fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. North Fitzroy, Sole. Variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in North Fitzroy. Occasional drizzle in west, good, occasionally poor in west. Lundy, Fastnet. West or southwest, becoming variable later 2 to 4. Drizzle in Fastnet, good, occasionally poor in Fastnet. Irish Sea. West, backing southwest 3 to 5. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Shannon. Southerly or southwesterly, backing southeasterly later in south, 3 to 5. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later in North Rockall. Showers, then occasional rain, fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes. West or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in Bailey. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland. Cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, west 4. 11 miles, 1020, rising more slowly. Stornoway, west-southwest 4, 8 miles, 1016, rising more slowly. Lerwick, west by south 5, recent precipitation 11 miles, 1009, rising quickly. Wick Automatic, west by north 5, 13 miles, 1014, rising more slowly. Aberdeen, southwest 2, 1017, rising. Lucas, southwest by west 4, 19 miles, 1019, rising more slowly. Bulmer, southwest by west 3, 35 miles, 1020, rising more slowly. Bridlington, west by north 2, 1022, rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west 4, 11 miles, 1024. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west by south 4, 5 miles, 1025. St Catherine's Point Automatic, north northwest 2, 1025, rising. Jersey, northwest 3, 15 miles, 1027. Rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west by north 4, 11 miles, 1027. Scilly Automatic, west-northwest 2, 6 miles, 1027, rising more slowly. Milford Haven, west 2, 7 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Aberporth, southwest 3, 8 miles, 1025, rising more slowly. Valley, west 1, 7 miles, 1024, rising more slowly. Liverpool Crosby, west 3, 1023, rising more slowly. Valentia, south-southeast 2, 8 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, west by north 2, 16 miles, 1023, rising more slowly. Malin Head, west by south 5, 9 miles, 1022, rising. Macrahanish Automatic, west by north 3, 5 miles, 1021, rising. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Saturday the 9th of August. The general situation: a showery west or southwesterly airflow will continue across the northwest of the British Isles, ahead of an area of high pressure which will build across the United Kingdom from the south. This will bring lighter, more variable winds and predominantly settled conditions to most of the inshore waters, but with a few thundery showers possible in the southwest on Monday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. West 5 or 6, backing southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 near Cape Wrath, becoming variable 3 for a time near Rattray Head. Showers, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Westerly, backing southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in south. Showers later, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or southwest, backing south or southeast for a time, 3 to 5. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then southeast 3 to 5, veering south 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Northwesterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 or 3, then southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey-Bill. Westerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, occasionally 4 in east. Fair, good. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis. Northwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northwest becoming variable 3 or less, then becoming northeast 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Westerly becoming variable, mainly southwesterly 2 to 4. Then becoming southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5 later in north. Mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northwesterly backing southerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later, but becoming variable 3 or less for a time later in south. Mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate later. Isle of Man. West or northwest backing southwest 2 to 4. Increasing 4 or 5 later. Mainly fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. West, backing south or southeast, then veering southwest later, 3 to 5, occasionally 2 at first. Showers at first, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Westerly 2 to 4, backing southerly 3 to 5. Veering southwesterly later. Showers at first, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Westerly backing southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time later in south. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwest 4 to 6. Showers, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. And the Shetland Isles, west backing southwest 4 to 6. Showers, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin, which of course means we're coming to the end of our day's broadcasting here on BBC Radio 4. Plenty to keep you company over on Radio 4 Extra. We'll be back on air on BBC Radio 4 at 5:30 in the morning with my colleague Tom Sanders. But that's it for the day here on Radio 4. This is John Hammond in Broadcasting House in London, wishing you, wherever you are, a safe and peaceful night. Good night.
Welcome to The Inquiry with me, Tanya Beckett. Syria is being rocked with bouts of sectarian killings.
They're not succeeding, and that's why the conflict keeps reoccurring.
After 15 years of civil war, the new interim government pledged to include all religious factions in the future of the country.
He promised minorities protection, but we didn't see that genuine approach to minorities to include them in the political process.
How might the redrawing of sectarian lines reshape the region as a whole?
I think whilst actors who have a high level of involvement and a stake in the future of Syria are Sunni majority, I don't think this is a battle of Sunni versus Shia in the reimagining of the Syrian state.
This week on The Inquiry, we're asking, what does the conflict in Syria tell us about al-Sharaa's presidency? Join me, Tanya Beckett, after the news.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. European allies of Ukraine have urged more pressure on Russia ahead of Friday's summit between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. A joint statement by the EU Commission, Britain and other countries stressed a commitment to Ukraine's sovereignty. Earlier, President Zelensky ruled out surrendering land to Russia in exchange for peace. Our defence correspondent Jonathan Beale is in Ukraine.
All we know from the details so far is that Ukraine will be asked to give up the entire Donbass region. This is in the east of Ukraine, the regions of Luhansk and Donetsk, an area which Ukrainian troops have been fighting and dying in their tens of thousands to defend since 2014. It's not yet clear what concessions President Putin, if any, is willing to make on his territorial demands. We haven't heard any detail about that at all.
Tens of thousands of people have been protesting across Israel against the government's decision to expand its war in Gaza. Families of hostages held in the territory say the plan will put their relatives at the mercy of Hamas. Lishi Miran Lavi is the wife of one of the hostages, Omri Miran. She spoke at the demonstration in Tel Aviv.
Now the government has decided to expand the war and push deeper into Gaza. But my husband is still there. Every invasion, every bullet, every airstrike could cost him his life. This isn't just a military decision. It could be a death sentence for the people we love most. I'm terrified. I'm angry. I won't stay silent.
British police have arrested nearly 500 people at a London